Welcome everyone into It's Probably You, Off Script. I'm your host, LDP, and today I want us to think big. It's actually a book by Dr. Grace Lorden. So this concept has come up on my YouTube multiple times. Multiple creators have sat down with Dr. Lorden to talk about this concept of thinking big. And it's about trying to find the things that are important to you, find your purpose, find your why. And the reason why this really resonated with me is because that's what we've been diving into. These are the things that we've been talking about during this time of Off Script. We've talked about drivers, right? Those daily activities that you do to help you work towards your goal. Then we talked about putting in systems, right? Those are those routines, those activities, the things that go alongside of your actual driver. And then there are the actual plan itself, right? What's the outcome that you're aiming for? How are we going to get to it? She talks about multiple concepts, right? I didn't want to go into all of them, but this big one that I literally just talked about in an interview is the concept of tasks versus titles. We will get to that one last. I want to finish with that one. But of the 7 or 8 concepts that she has in the book, I want to tackle 3. The first one is small changes make big differences. I love that because I think oftentimes we believe that we have to have these grandiose actions in order to be able to get big results, right? We have to do something major in order to get something major. But when it all boils down to it, it's what are you doing regularly, right? What are the activities that you're doing on a regular basis that help you to accomplish your goal? And when I think about small changes, I think about what are you not doing? What are the things that you're leaving out? What are ways that you're helping yourself to be more creative? I'll think about it from my own perspective with photography. I always have a camera with me. That was a small change that I made. As I got more and more into photography, I just made sure that I had a camera with me. And sometimes it's my X-T3, my larger scale camera. Sometimes it's my X-A7, my smaller camera. But no matter what, when you see me, there is a camera on me. And it's a small change. It's not a lot of effort, a lot of work to have that camera on me. But what it's allowed me to do is take photos in situations that it would have been fine to use my phone. It would be fine to use a phone. But why? When I have the ability of using something else, it's a small change that's helped make a big difference because I've been able to capture things that otherwise I wouldn't have been able to do so. And it's made a big difference with the way that I see my creative side because I made that tiny change of, I'm just going to bring my camera with me everywhere I go. It wasn't a heavy lift. So try to find something that's not a heavy lift. You don't want to try to make a big change because that might not be sustainable. It might not stick if you try to do something that is going to be really heavy or almost feel more like a burden than it would be able to help you. The next one that I want to talk about is, to me, tied directly to my own sense of imposter syndrome that I felt at times. And what she says is, don't overestimate how much people pay attention to your mistakes. I'll say that again. Don't overestimate how much people pay attention to your mistakes. What I basically took away from that is most people are already dealing with their own stuff. Most people are focused on their own life, their own mistakes, the things that they are trying to overcome. But when I think about my own imposter syndrome, a lot of it is externally focused. What if this person doesn't believe that I am who I say that I am? What if this group doesn't accept my art? They don't accept my yoga teaching? What if I'm found out somehow, right? And I like this idea. It's called the spotlight effect. It's this idea that when you're in a room and when you're in a situation, that the spotlight is immediately on you. So you're thinking that everything that you're doing, every mistake that you make, every failure that you have has got this fine-tooth comb that people are going through to inspect every single thing that you've said, every single thing that you've done. But I think that starts to shift when you realize that everyone else that feels this way and is thinking this way thinks the spotlight is on them. So if everyone is experiencing this, or if 80% of the people in a room are experiencing the spotlight effect, that means that really no one's paying attention to your mistakes. They're focused on their own. They think that you care about their mistakes. So when I heard about the spotlight effect, it really resonated with me a lot to not overestimate how someone sees you in a negative light. Focus on what you're doing and remember that other people are experiencing things themselves. Very seldom is somebody looking at you and trying to critique everything that you're doing. And also, if you're in an environment where someone is constantly critiquing you and that is authentic, that is, there's genuine critiques taking place about you, I would question why you're in that space. You should not be made to feel like you're under a microscope for just trying to do your best. So those are two concepts that really resonated with me outside of the one that we're going to dive into next. And I really think this is the book that you should look up. I think this is a book that can really help people, whether it be professionally or creatively. And why I thought this was important was when we talk about next steps and when we talk about some of these activities, a lot of the conversation, I'm making the assumption that you, the listener, has already decided what you're going to do. A lot of it for me is, oh, I just assume that when somebody listens to the podcast, they're listening to it because they're either already a creative person, they already started a business, they're somebody who likes hearing stories, or they're just along for the ride and the journey, right? Those are the things that I assume, and you know, the feedback that I get from individuals, these are just the things that I assume are happening when people are tapping in and listening, and even more so with off script. But if you haven't started something, if you haven't picked up a camera, if you haven't picked up a sketchbook, if you haven't picked up an iPad and Procreate, and you're just trying to figure out what it is that you want to do, this concept of tasks versus titles is game changing. And what she talks about in the book is going and looking at what are the tasks associated with the work you want to actually do. It's really easy to get a title and to see that title and to want to lift that title up, put the title on a pedestal. But are you actually paying attention to what it encompasses, what you have to do in order to maintain it? So what she talks about is focus on the task. What would be the task associated with the type of job or the type of creative work that you want to do? Is it actually fulfilling for you? And if it's not, but you still want the creative side or you still want some elements of it, what can you do to start finding balance? So I'll give you an example for myself, mostly on a professional side. When I think about the task that I enjoy helping develop people. I mean, shocker, right? With the podcast and everything that we do here, I like development, right? I like helping other people. I like learning something and then being able to give it to somebody else. I like being put into a position where I can have a positive impact on somebody else's life. I like being able to be an advocate for someone when they might not have anybody else advocating for them. I like the day-to-day coaching and sitting with people and helping them to accomplish the things that they might have not really thought was possible, or they thought they could do it, they just needed that additional push. So those are the tasks that I enjoy. For me, leadership has always been something that I gravitate towards because those tasks are things that I am naturally energized by. But that could be completely different for other people. I know people who do not want to have to deal with other people. They're much more focused on, I want to be goal-oriented. I want to focus on myself. I want to be able to just be with my work and get things knocked out. They want to problem solve on their own. They want to be able to take big problems and fix them using skills that they already have. And this is why I think the idea of tasks versus titles is so relevant. Because as you start to think about the things that you actually enjoy doing, that can help set you up for success in the future with not just your professional life, but your creative life. I can tie it back to photography as well. Some of the tasks that I enjoy when it comes to photography, I love editing. I love capturing the photo. I love being in the moment and trying to compose a photo the way that I want it. I love seeing something and trying to determine what I want it to look like. None of these things are tedious to me. None of these things feel like work. It is joy. It is something that I'm passionate about. So the tasks associated with photography don't feel like work for me. They're just things that I'm enjoying doing. So how can you take a step back and start to focus on, okay, what are some tasks that I like to do? And in her book, she actually has a list of ways that you can write this out and think through it. I highly recommend it. Oh, this has been so much fun. A lot of fun on this episode. I was really thrilled about this concept and bringing it to you. So just a quick recap, right? Small changes make big differences. Don't overestimate how much people pay attention to your mistakes, and focus more on the task versus the title. This has been a lot of fun. I appreciate you for hanging out with me. Off script.